Hear that, Hugh? That's Chase Utley right there.
I hear it.
And he hates the Mets, as do all of us. Welcome back, Midday Show. 215-592-9494. All right, confident or nervous, where are you as we head into the series? But, Hugh, before we go any further here, we need to ask something of our audience. And we don't do this often. And
what do you need to ask?
Well, we need to ask everyone out there to take a pledge with us. You ready for this, Hugh Douglas?
What's the pledge?
Well, we know what's going to happen here. This is just a product of proximity. You mentioned the Turnpike series, right? There's,
yes,
I'm sure, a good amount of Mets fans right now on the secondary market trying to buy some tickets for this weekend.
Trying to get here.
And there's only so much we could do about
Probably going to come down anyway,
yep,
even if they don't have tickets.
Yeah, they might. So here's what we need to do. This is a pledge we need to ask you to do. Number one, and first and foremost, if you're going to sell your tickets, make sure they go to someone who's rooting for the Phillies. That's number one. But the second part of this, Hugh, is if you are going to one of the next two games, and I will be there tomorrow for game number one, we have to mute the Mets. We cannot let whatever amount of fans they have in there. And we're not going to be naive about this.
I think you need to be specific when you say mute the Mets.
Mute the Mets. Well, we have to be louder than
okay,
them. We
yeah.
cannot let their fans.
Because people might take mute as, like, you know, punching somebody
no,
in the
no,
mouth.
No, no, no. We don't condone violence.
Yeah,
not on the show.
Don't
no,
do
no,
that.
No, no. This is about how loud we're going to be. We cannot let the Mets fans, however there are, 5,000, 6,000, whatever, more, I don't have no idea. We cannot let them be heard. The worst part of the Sixers-Knicks series was how loud those stinking Knicks fans were. We can't have it. Tomorrow, I don't care if the game is tied or whatever, or 1-0 Mets in the third inning. We cannot let them be loud. We have to drown them out. I cannot let home field advantage, which is the best in baseball, be mitigated by stinking Mets fans. Cannot have it happen. Hugh, you're coming tomorrow. Are you taking the pledge?
Yes, I am.
I need you to be loud,
Hugh. I'm not going to be yelling.
No, stuff, no, 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 no. Take the pledge, Hugh.
If I see Mets fans yelling, can I just look at them intimidatingly?
Yes, you could. That works.
Can I do that?
That might be your best
I'm not much of a yeller.
Okay. Just stare at them.
And just shake my head.
I think that would actually work really well.
Yeah, because it's like you're disappointed in them. Like, you don't know how to act when you go out in public.
Kyle, are you taking the pledge?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, the absolute let. Like, part of the reason that I'm, like, so horrified about this whole series, it's everything. Just, you know, not only us losing, but, like, could you imagine, like, having to hear it?
Oh, no.
From Mets fans.
No, I can't do it.
After all of this,
I cannot do
can't
it.
Take it.
We have to mute the Mets. 215-592-9494 to hop in, confident or nervous, and we need you to take the pledge. If you are going to one of these games on Saturday or Sunday, you cannot let the Mets fans get loud. Every time you hear them cheer, you have to be louder. I can't let it happen. Like, I'm going to be there tomorrow. If I don't have a voice on the show Monday, I apologize in advance, but I'm going to do my best.
You're going to be yelling and screaming?
I'm going to be yelling and screaming.
I
cannot. Not let Mets fans come here and be louder than us. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
Confident. Excuse me. Confident. Sorry about that. Yeah. So here's the thing. The Phillies have been at or near the top of the league, Major League Baseball, all year long. And the Mets got in with a pretty good run in August, or, you know, August and September. They had to use a starting pitcher last night to get them to finish that game off. I don't have any worries about – we got Zach Wheeler going first. And I really don't have any worries at all. I mean, there's just nothing. I mean, I'm confident that Harper's going to be Harper. And hopefully these last 4 or 5 days gave him some rest his wrist and his elbow, which I knew – I had a feeling that was the problem all year, or, you know, for the last half of the season. Because he hits, but he doesn't have power. So it had to be something physical going on with him. So I'm hoping this rest days really help him out.
I think it will, Jeff. You know, obviously the bye can go one or two ways. You can get rusty, you can get a little bit cold with the bats,
yeah.
And I think it applies to this team. It's a little bit of an older team, and I think 4 or 5 days off and, you know, like playing that one simulated game, I think it's going to be good for all their bodies. I mean, you think about the other side, Jeff, the Mets. I mean, I mentioned earlier, Edwin Diaz has thrown 104 pitches since Monday. Meanwhile, Jeff Hoffman is sitting there resting his arm.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to get to that next. Diaz, along with his brother that pitches for the Reds, both of them are up and down.
Yep.
They're not consistent at all. And he basically had to use everything they had to get past the Brewers yesterday. And I just don't feel confident that they have anything left when they get here. Plus, they've never played here. They've never played in this atmosphere. And I don't care if they bring some fans down or not. We're going to drown them out for sure.
Well, we're going to mute the Mets, Jeff. We're going to mute the Mets. There's mute the Mets, Jeff. We appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, Hugh, that there's different ways you could look at it. I mean, the Mets could have that adrenaline still, or there could be a natural come down from what happened last night. Like, sometimes in sports, when a team has a dramatic win, like the Mets winning in the ninth inning last night, it's tough to get back up that next game.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow, there's a lot of reasons why tomorrow's a must-win. They can't lose a Wheeler start, but tomorrow feels like the day for the Phillies to get the Mets before they get their sea legs back under them.
Yeah.
Maybe the rest
of the
series.
You want to get the momentum going quickly, man. And the one thing that you don't want to do, especially since you've had a few days off, is to be caught up in that whole rest versus rust thing. So I think that's why it's important to get off to a good start. I think the guys are focused. I think what they're talking about doing is going to pay huge dividends for them. Because, like I said, I heard JT talking yesterday. He was talking about telling guys or guys knowing not to, you know, take pitches, not to try to knock it out the park every time. Try to move runners when they're in scoring position and things of that nature. So they're focused on the task at hand. And basically, like Ruben said yesterday, they sound like they're going to play fundamental baseball. And I think that's important. And Ruben said it's important in the postseason to play fundamental baseball. If you can play good defense and move runners when they're in scoring position, you got a chance of winning.
I'd be more nervous if this was a out-of-nowhere Phillies team, right? Like, if this was their first run in the playoffs, they had never done this before. This is a group that's been together. They've done this for two straight years. They know the stakes. And
they've been through it before.
They have. And the other thing is, they were pretty annoyed at the Braves kind of making an excuse the last 2 years that the only reason you beat us was the bye. So I can't imagine the Phillies will have that kind of mentality, like, oh, well, we're cold because the bye. Like, they're going to be ready to go. 215-592-9494. Big V is in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man, what's up with all this negativity? What's up with being worried? You know who we are? We're the Fighting Phillies. It's Red October, baby. Stop that music, Kyle. That's my man. The New York Mets fans, you think you coming in here and cheering? You coming into the loudest house in Major League Baseball. So sit down and stick a decent Watson in your mouth. You're going to get hit with a stingy defense, stingier than your high school girlfriend. You're going to get
hit with a circle.
And the next thing you know, the Red Bomber, Kyle Schwarber, is going to knock it out of the park. If you're coming in here, you're gonna win. Think again. We're the Fighting Phillies. We used to be an underdog, and we fight to the death. The Phillies,
die! There we go. That was strong.
You think he wrote that one out in advance, or that just came out?
That is not off the cuff. That's one that you thought about or you lived through when you were in high school.
That's experience right there?
Yeah, that's experience. That was an experienced caller right there. That's a veteran.
Yeah, let's go to Joe in Doylestown. What's up, Joe?
Listen, I want to know why you guys are scared of the Mets.
Who said they're scared of the Mets today?
It seems like everyone's nervous. Like,
I think some people are nervous, but I don't, Joe, I don't think everyone's
literally
nervous.
Literally just me so far today.
Yeah, I don't get the sense everyone's nervous. I think some people are, and I think that's understandable.
This is a day-to-day thing. We're not nervous today. Well, I'm not nervous today.
Go ahead, Joe.
You are the eternal optimist, without a doubt. But here's the thing. Like,
said it like
why
it's a bad
can't
thing.
We enjoy? Why can't we enjoy being the top dog? We are the top dog. You know what? If our bats are alive, we win. There's no doubt. Like, we just ride this thing and we go through it. Like, what are we worried about? Why is everybody getting nervous about Mets fans and this and that?
Well, I mean, Joe, I think they're going to
win.
Oh, hold on. I think they're going to win the series. I believe they're going to win the series. But let's not have false bravado here. We just watched this 2 years in a row, the opposite side. We're in the Braves spot now, Joe. We are the team with the bye. We're the team that won the division. And we have a division rival coming in with some energy. I mean, we've seen this story before. I think there's reason to have that feeling.
And we like to be on that other side, right?
Of course,
on the Mets side.
Well, you know what it is? Right? I think it's a more comfortable and I think there's just this town would rather be the underdog than the favorite. I think that's true.
That's a silly story.
Yeah, right. So that's why I think people are feeling, you know, all sorts of weird emotions about this one. I get it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, when we're the big dog, let's be the big dog. Let's go out and dominate. Like, let's understand that we are the better team. Let's go out and say to people, you know what? We are the better team, and we're the better fans, and we're going to win this series and make the Mets cry.
Well, that's what I need. The Mets crying is that's comforting for me. Joe, it's a good phone call. Look, I don't think we don't need to have make-believe bravado. Like, if you're 1,000% confident, I envy you. I am confident. Do I have some nerves deep down? Yeah. Am I as nervous as Kyle? No. We all have different versions of this.
Kyle's being a little plant-based today.
Kyle is being plant-based, but he's not the only one. I mean, you could feel it this week. This thing, I think it's part of it is the week off. Part of it is we've done the other side of this story the last 2 years. Part of it is, and Kyle said it earlier, the baseball playoffs tend to be less predictable than, let's say, like the NFL playoffs or the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, because normally the hot teams or sometimes the teams that have the momentum, hot teams, same thing, they're the ones that tend to go deep.
Yeah, baseball is closer to hockey than it is the NBA in terms of like predictability.
Speaking
in the playoffs.
Hockey, we got hockey next week. Like
Hugh, I
got
to be honest
hockey.
With you, I don't care right now.
You don't? I mean, it was just a thought.
I know. I haven't even thought about it. I'm so locked in.
No, I just thought about it when he said it. I mean, I'm not trying to kill the vibe. I just was like, wow, he said hockey. I was like, they played the last preseason
game
last night.
Hold on. Are you going to give me a season-long bet to make?
No, not yet. Not yet. I gotta go.
Got to do his research.
Yeah. I gotta do my research. I haven't laced those skates up.
Get on the ice.
I haven't put on my hockey hat yet. I just thought about it when you said it.
Is that what it's called? A hockey hat?
Hockey mitt?
Mask?
Hockey?
Mask?
Yeah.
Pads.
There you go.
Putting pads on. Skates. Lace those skates up.
It's a great Friday.
So we expect Citizens Bank Park to be rocking tomorrow. John,
is it going
to
be warm?
Pretty warm for October. Yeah, I think it's like mid-70s tomorrow.
I'm trying to get my playoff fit. I got to figure out, you know, my red October fit.
So you got any thoughts right now?
I don't know. I was thinking hoodie. Mm-hmm. You know, I got the burgundy hoodie.
So the game starts at 4.
It's going to be a little cool.
It's mid-70s, but by the time the shadows roll in, you know.
It might be a little cool.
Yeah, I think you bring the hoodie. Maybe a star t-shirt, bring the hoodie.
Huh. You don't, as a guy, you don't bring a hoodie. Like, whatever you're wearing, you wear. You don't, like, bring extra clothes. That's what women do.
What do you mean? But what if it's
like, who brings, what guy, I don't know a guy say, hey, might need an extra shirt, I'm going to bring one. Who does that? Wait, do guys do that?
Hold on a second. But if you know it's going to be chillier at night, but you're hot, why would you
wear it? So you wear it.
Why
you just
you?
Wear it.
But
you just wear it.
But why be hot at 4 o'clock?
No, but whatever you wear, I don't know anybody, any guy that is. I know women do that. They take like a sweater and they might carry it on their arms and they might fold. You know, so, guys don't do that.
But wait a you second. Are so insecure.
If you were,
no, I'm not.
Well, it's you are.
How many guys?
So you're thinking about what other guys do.
No, but do you do that?
Maybe.
Do you take an extra shirt?
I prepare for the weather appropriately.
So wait a minute, hold up.
Hold on, but wait a second. Let's say you say, I'm wearing my hoodie today.
Yes.
And then tomorrow at 4, the sun is beating down and you're kind of warm. You're not taking the hoodie off.
No, I'm going to rock that. I'm going to be
sweaty. So you're stubborn. You're stubborn.
No, I'm going to be sweaty up under my hoodie.
Why? You are literally wearing a towel over your bald head right now.
That's because my ears are greasy. Like, I wear it because my ears are super greasy. When I put lotion on, they're greasy and I don't want my headphones to be
you
all
come
greasy.
In here reeking of lavender and you want to start talking about what guys do.
You're talking about reeking. I smell good. I get compliments
stinks.
In the building when people are actually
or
here.
Or HR emails.
Yes. Well,
either way.
It all depends. We still ain't figured that
no,
one out
we
yet.
Have not. All right, 215-592-9494. Confident or nervous for this series coming up against the Mets? And are you willing to take the pledge? We need you to take the pledge. We need to mute the Mets. And I'm going to extend this. Like, if you're going to the game, I really need you to help mute the Mets. Be louder than them. If you are considering selling your tickets, make sure you sell them to someone who's a Phillies fan. And the other part about this is, if you see a Mets fan in town, just yell, let's go Phillies at them. Like, we need to make sure.
Yeah, go Phillies.
Go Phillies. We need to make sure Mets fans do not feel comfortable at Citizens Bank Park. Will there be some here? Yes. We need to mute the Mets. 215-592-9494. Can we hear from John Middleton talking about the fans at Citizens Bank Park, and we expect a loud crowd tomorrow?
I wasn't there when the commissioner made this statement, but people who were told me about it. When he walked into the stadium in 22, he turned to some people and said, I've never seen anything like this in my life. Wow. And it's, you know, that's, you got to try to put it in perspective like that. I mean, having grown up here, I'm not surprised by this because I've lived this since I've been 5 years old in person, but it's you go to other stadiums and they say, oh, this is really, people are excited, but you kind of look at me and say, well, that's like nothing to us.
You know what the coolest part is? No matter what the opponent was, who the opponent was, if it was the Brewers, tomorrow is going to be crazy at Citizens Bank Park. Hugh, I expect an extra, there's like an extra octave in terms of loudness tomorrow. Like the fact that it's the Mets, everyone hates the Mets. It's gonna add to it. It's like of all the playoff series we've had here the last few years, the Braves ones have been big and everyone hates the Braves, but we don't really have to deal with trying to drown out their fans, right? There's not many Atlanta fans that come to the games here. We know there will be some amount of Mets fans that sneak their way in the stadium tomorrow, and we got to be louder than them. I expect this weekend to be as loud as any Philadelphia sporting event any of us have ever been at.
It's totally going to be crazy. It's going to be bananas because people are excited. They've been waiting for this. We've been talking about it all year long, getting to this moment. Now it's finally here. Yeah, they're going to be frothing. They're going to be chomping at the bit tomorrow.
Yeah, they are. Let's go to Mr. Sure Hands is up on WIP.
Mr. Hands.
Yo, fellas. What's up, man?
How we doing, buddy?
All right, world-class eater. What's up with you?
What's going on, man?
I ain't nothing. Listen, man, we going to need you to keep ESP out the building until Kyle, Jackie, Fritz get their act together. This is Philadelphia. We don't fear anyone. Anyone. Bryce is coming out with a shiesty and a Jason mask on. The Mets and the Metropolitan don't want no parts of this. South Philly, they got to come here.
They do, and Mr. Surehands, Bryce is ready for this. I mean, this is he's been the best postseason hitter in the last 2 years, and he has. I mean, Bryce Harper was built for this, Mr. Surehands. He's ready to go.
Just because we are not the underdogs, don't mean we're still not the hungry dogs. We run faster in Philadelphia.
I agree.
It's Red October, baby.
It's Red October. Joe.
Come on, man, with that scary stuff. Get it out the building. We're
being
not
so scared,
nervous.
Joe.
I'm not scared.
Kyle?
Kyle's scared. Yeah, I mean, that's obvious. Mr. Sure, it's a good phone call. Yeah, Kyle's scared. I mean, I'm not sure where Jack is right now. We'll find out today at 2, and then I'm going to do
it. It's not like he was coming out of it yesterday.
He's coming out, but now it's officially the Mets, so we'll see where he is. We're going to find out. The bottom line is, are the Phillies ready? Are we ready? Yes. Is the crowd going to be ready tomorrow at 408? Yes, they're going to be ready.
Probably get ready today.
Well, not just that. You know, that 408 is like that perfect time to get yourself ramped up before
lathered up.
Yeah, all lathered up. And
it might be an Uber day.
Yeah, you better be. I mean, you better
be an Uber. Yeah, take an Uber. Get the Uber.
Let's go to Brandon in King of Prussia. Then we'll hear from Bryce about the bank. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, what's going on?
Brandon, what are you feeling, buddy?
Hey, Hugh, what time does your baseball team play tomorrow?
What are you talking about?
I'm taking shots fired. Listen. The stinking rat are coming to Philadelphia. Anybody that's scared, get out of the house. You said it, and I was waiting for you to say it, Joe. If you see a stinking rat Mets fan walking down the street, you roll your window down and you say, go Phil! This is our house, and this is our time to kick some butt. Let's get ready to shove a foot.
Yes.
Okay? It's time for a parade down Broad Street. If we think of, I'll take the Mets and I'll take the Yankees in the World Series. I am not scared. I am here to fight. I am here to back up this team 100%. Okay? We are the extra man in the building, and we need a get loud, and we need to stay loud, baby. This is our time to kick some butt. Let's go, baby! It's
Red October! Let's go, Brandon! See, Brandon taking the pledge. Yeah, the Mets.
He took a shot at me, though. I'm in my feelings.
Oh, no. We got to move off feelings today.
Yeah,
we got to move off
saying,
feelings.
I'm not, Hugh.
I need you to have confidence, Hugh. I can't have you in her feelings
over here.
The
whole Braves thing.
Then you know what you need to do tomorrow?
What?
You need to be front and center. They'll put you on the Jumbotron.
Oh, yeah.
Waving
screaming.
That rally towel.
Does that?
Screaming.
Does that look like what I do?
Well, tomorrow's a new day.
No, I can't do it, man. Can't do it.
Hugh.
Can't prostitute myself like that, running around, swinging a towel.
What do you mean prostitute yourself?
That's just not the brand. I'm more reserved. I'm more cool, calm, and collected. It's not,
hold on.
You know,
Once you walk into the jungle, I'm gonna have my jersey on, and your sweatshirt in the heat, and you're gonna be sweating.
And I'm gonna have stubbornness. If I catch the Uber, I'm gonna have me a couple surf sides in my system.
Well, then maybe you're more willing to get on the jungle run and wave that rally towel.
I gotta get the gummy ratio and the surf side ratio just right so that I can make it.
It's a 2.5-3 hour game.
Four o'clock. Yeah. And you know, 4 o'clock. That's my sweet spot.
Sweet spot. 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
But nappy time. That's nap time.
Yeah,
that's the sweet spot.
Maybe I shouldn't count on you to lead charge. It's not going to work out. Marty in Deptford. Is Marty a Mets fan?
Hello,
Marty.
Yes, I am.
All right, Marty. What's up? What do you got for us today?
Okay. Well, I was a one-time Phillies fan, but I'm a Mets fan now.
How does that work?
You went to the Mets side of this thing?
I'm curious. How does that work?
You want to know?
Yes.
When I was a little kid, I got a baseball glove for my birthday, and I loved Richie Allen. We went to a Phillies game, and I tried to get his autograph.
And he hurt your feelings?
And what's that?
He hurt your feelings? He didn't sign it?
Oh, yeah. He jumped all over me, said, get the F away from me.
Yeah, that is not cool.
I side with Dick Allen on this one.
No, come on, Joe. Yeah. Not as the kid.
I agree. This dude is a fraud. This is unbelievable.
Not young Marty. That could scar young Marty for the rest of his life.
Dick Allen's one of the great hitters ever. Who's Marty?
But Marty was a kid. That was a Dick
and
Allen
now
fan.
Now he's a grown Mets fan.
A fraud kid.
Yeah, go ahead, Marty. We're just having fun.
Okay. Tough crowd.
Don't you dare side with a Mets fan today. This is a playoff eve.
I'm not side with the Mets fan. I'm side with young Marty when he was a kid.
But Marty's not kid young Marty. Anymore. This isn't a grown-up Marty.
But when he was little, he was scarred.
Well, when I was leaving, we went around the other side of the stadium. We were leaving, and we went by where the Mets were getting on their bus. And two guys saw me crying. So they walked over and talked to me. They're like, are you okay? What's the matter? I wanted a glove, you know, all this stuff. So I said, well, we'll sign your glove. I said, okay. Handed them the glove. First guy was a catcher named Jerry Grody. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Second guy was number 44. He was a rookie, Tom Seaver. And I've been a Mets fan ever since.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's a nice story. But what do you think about this series here, Marty?
That's what I'm saying. The way the Phillies have been playing like the last few weeks hasn't been super inspiring. When we played you guys, we beat Wheeler in the last game we played against him.
Yeah, the Sunday night game. Yep.
Yeah, we beat him, and Bryce Harper struck out 9 times in a row in those last 2 games. So I don't know what's up with him, if his arm still hurts or what's going on, but you're going to need him to win this series. And what makes me – I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to say that the Mets are going to win. You know, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I look at it that the Phillies have been in first place since the beginning of the season. And we were pretty much thought for dead back even as late as May.
Yep.
And we came on strong, and they've been playing well. And we went, some of our hitters went through slumps, but of late, Nimmo's been hitting again. Alonso's been hitting a lot better. Iglesias is on fire.
Yeah, I know. He's annoying. I mean, you got look, the lineup, Steve. Marty, we appreciate it.
I said I was wondering when you were going to get him off the phone.
They have a good team. I mean, everyone knows that now. Also, Marty.
I feel bad for Marty.
I know you do. Can you take the empathy for the Mets?
You're sympathizing with Mets fans today. Cowboy Jim yesterday, Mets fans today.
I'm not sympathizing, but it's the kids, man. You got to be nice to the kids.
But he's not a kid anymore.
Did you hear him? Everyone once was.
And he was scarred.
Good for him.
You can't scar
kids, the worst
man.
People you know. Hulk Hogan was once a kid.
Yeah, he did. He's scarred. I was scarred. But I'm not jaded. See, Marty was jaded. So he was so jaded.
Marty's a fraud.
He left the team that he once rooted for because he got his feelings hurt.
No, that can't be acceptable.
But you can't hurt the kids. That's all I'm saying. No one
thinks you should hurt the kids. Now, in this instance, am I siding with Dick Allen over Marty? Yes.
Yes.
I see what you did, Joe. You think Marty did something to make Dick upset?
Didn't you hear his phone call? Marty was annoying. probably an annoying kid, too.
Yeah.
Dick Allen's probably like, get out of here.
Marty was brutal.
Yeah,
so remember, kids, if you want one of your favorite players' autographs, just don't be annoying.
That's right. That's Daily Douglas for you. 215-592-9494. All right. We got all your calls coming up here. What's the emotion this morning? We know it's the Mets. We know it's the stinking Mets with Alonso, who's just a goofball. Nimmo, who sprints to first base after walks. Lindor, who I actually really respect. He's a heck of a player. But they're annoying the Mets. That's the opponent here. What's the emotion? Is it confident? Is it nervousness? And we need you to take the pledge to mute the Mets. We know some of their fans are coming down here. I cannot have, for the next 2 days, Mets fans being heard. I want everyone at Citizens Bank Park to drown out that noise. Mute the Mets.